Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, people, I am back. I got disconnected. I am back here again to finish, try to finish what I can. Like I say, I'm on vacation, and I just want to discuss this because it was very hurtful. It was very sad. It was very disturbing. And it was very evil how the brother handled the phone conversation with me. It was very evil, people. Very ungodly behavior. So he took me again to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, when I asked him about what gives him the authority and what gives him the right as an elder to lead the children of Israel or the church and lead the people in the Bible. What gives him that right and that authority? And he took me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And it says, and he gave some apostles. Apostles, again, is not an elder. And some prophets, again, a prophet is not an elder. Some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Okay, so I don't see the word elder here at all in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I do not see the word elder at all. And you cannot use this no way, because this particular Bible verse is not under the covenant. It's not up under the law. It's not part of the order that the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave Moses for his ministers, the Levites, the priests. You cannot use this. This scripture is totally out of order. It's totally not connected to the Torah. It's totally not connected to the Old Testament. It's totally not connected to the Leviticus priesthood, which are the God of Israel ministers forever. And I have a lot of scriptures to prove that. But I'm not going to give you a lot tonight. Like I say, when I get back home from my vacation, I'll pick it up again. But anyway, this is the one that he went to first for my first question, which does not prove to me that an elder can lead the church of the living God, which is the children of Israel. Ain't no pastor got no business trying to lead the children of God, no evangelist, no none of that stuff. This scripture here is an injection. This is an injection, and if he didn't know that, I'm here to tell him that. It is an injection. Why? Because it don't have a precept to back up what it is saying. You cannot take this scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, back to the Torah. You cannot. It will not match. Let me go to the next scripture that he gave me about an elder can run a church. This one wouldn't be fitting that order. That's not the order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is up under the law. It's up under the covenant. Who will lead his church? Who will lead his people? who would minister to him in the priest's office, who would minister and go before him for the children of Israel in the last days. They don't say nothing about elders at all. So no, he cannot use this. This is a Christian church scripture that was injected. So Christianity can come forth. The people that translated the Bible from the Hebrew to the Greek and the Greek to the English, they put the scripture there. So they can bring forth their bishops and their pastors and their evangelists and all that stuff that you see going on in the earth right now that don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel, because there is only one order and there's only one way. And that order is under the covenant. That order is under the law that he gave Moses. So here go the next scripture that your GOCC elder gave me. 1 Timothy. Before he can even get it out of his mouth, I say, oh, Timothy? Oh, yeah, I know Timothy. I read all those. 1 Timothy gave. 1 Timothy. Look at this madness, people. Look what y'all are falling and don't realize what you are falling. 1 Timothy chapter, yeah, and I would love for the brother to come and do whatever. Come on. Come on. If you feel that I'm saying something wrong about you, that's not true, that's not righteous, well, come on and meet me face to face. Because I'm not like you, a little coward, weak elder that don't believe in letting the people talk. And don't believe in answering the people questions when they call you and letting the people respond to what you say. I'm not one of them kind of leaders like that. You are a weak leader. You are a weak, pathetic, ungodly, unrighteous, unholy leader. You got so much confidence in your doctrine and what you teaching God's little poor sheep, then stand up. Stand up on what you believe, what you've been taught by your elders and leaders. Stand up. Because ain't nobody teach me nothing. Everything the Christian church taught me, I threw it in the garbage. I threw it in the garbage. Because I know it is not from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know that now. I didn't know it then, but I know it now. I was taught by the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth. I was taught by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the holy angels, the prophetic. So, yeah, let me keep going. 1 Timothy, that's the next one he went to answer question number one. He went to three scriptures. And you ought to saw the way the brother was at. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, sister. Oh, yeah. Well, I said, yeah, I used to be a pastor. Well, are you still a pastor? I said, no, I'm not a pastor anymore. I don't follow no religion no more. I'm not no pastor no more. And he was just trying to make me look so bad and mock me so bad in front of his congregation. He tried to make a mockery out of me. And that's why I had to come back and set the record straight, the Hebrew record straight. You don't know me, bruh. You don't know me. First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1, his next scripture, people. No, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of what you teach and what you say. because I know what you teach. I know what you teach. And that's why you don't want to ask, you answer the questions and then you don't want nobody to say nothing after that. What kind of madness is that? What kind of madness is that? Just because I'm a woman, I can't say nothing to you? That's not biblical. Don't give me that scripture that Paul said that a woman should learn in silence and be quiet. There's no precept for that. You can't use that either, elder. Go back to the law. Go back to the Torah. Go back to the Tanakh and see if we had women speaking. 2 Timothy 3:1. Then he went to this one, people. This the next one he went to. I'm almost going into the Sabbath where I am in a minute. 1 Timothy 3:1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilantly sober, good behavior, given to hospitality, apart to teach. Verse 3, not given to wine, nor strife, nor greed, or filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. He can't use this either for elder. He's not a bishop. He's not a bishop. A bishop is an overseer. Okay? And again, the word bishop is only New Testament. It is not up under the covenant. It is not up under the heavenly order that the God of Israel gave, again, Moses or Moshe in the Hebrew. He can't use the scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 3 to say that he got a right to lead the church of the living God. He's not a bishop. And it says here, and when you pull it up in the Greek, it don't say nothing about no elder at all. And then it says right here, verse 3, that are not to be given to wine. So if he's trying to tie this scripture with him leading the church of the living God and teaching the church of the living God, then it say a bishop cannot even drink wine. And why is it, people, why is it, Hebrews, when y'all have y'all Passover services, when y'all have y'all Passover services, you see Elder Ricard sitting around the table with all the rest of his elders drinking wine with the people. So No, you're not a bishop, number one. Number two, if you was a bishop, you don't have no business drinking no wine and not giving to filthy lucre. Money, 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 money. Money for your Hebrew Bible class. Money for this, money for that. You can't use that, elder. You're not operating that way. And again, a bishop is just an injected. It's just an injected office. It's not up under the Hebrew order or the Hebrew cup. It's no title. Or a bishop in the Torah, in the Tanakh. Sit down. Sit down. You might as well just be a Christian. That's what you might as well be, Elder Ricard, and all your elders. You might as well just be Christians. Okay? Because you took me to all Christian church scriptures to prove your point. And you did not use the law at all, but you're teaching the people to use it. Oh, man. That conversation that I had with that brother, he called me so many names. Let me get the next scripture. So, no, he can't use that. He's not a bishop. He drink wine and he into money. He into money. Yeah. He into money. When you go to his YouTube platform, he got it all right there. Call this number. Give this. Email Gavin at 144 to give your tithes, to give your donation. Yeah, he all into money. He a narcissist. Yeah, you heard me, Elder Ricard. You are a narcissist. That's what you are. That's the behavior that you displayed Wednesday night talking to me. A narcissist behavior. Yeah. Straight up narcissist. Can't tell you nothing. Can't talk to you. Can't say nothing to you. Can't correct you. You got it all figured out. You got it all worked in your mind, what it is and how it's supposed to be. Narcissist behavior. Y'all gonna be shocked when I tell you what he called me now. My God. Ooh, there's no way I could ever, ever in my life get on a YouTube platform and call somebody what that brother called me, and he don't even know me. He ain't never met me a day in his life. Wow. Wow. We grandiose. Grandiose. Narcissist behavior. Next scripture he took me to. Still on question number one. I didn't get to two and three yet. I'm on question number one. Poor little elder lawyer. Oh, my God. He got that brother so programmed and so spaced out. He don't know if he's going to come. Elder Gabbai, all of them. All of them is just sucking up in his nostrils. Ungodly, unrighteous, unholy, satanic behavior. They eating it up alive. 1 Timothy chapter 5. He went to that next piece. Let me show you this brother. Let me show y'all who y'all really following. Because you don't know. You don't know. You think, oh, he got some deep knowledge. He don't got nothing but what he been taught. That's all he has. He ain't got nothing, people. He can't give y'all nothing but what the government's doing and what they saying. That's all he can give you. That's all he know. That's all he been taught to give you. Can't help y'all, people. He could even help me. When I called in to his broadcast the other night, he could even help me answer three little questions. 1 Timothy chapter 5. And then he got mad because he couldn't answer the question. He got mad because he never had nobody to call into his platform and ask him the questions that I asked him. He was shocked. He never had nobody question his leadership as an elder. Never. Not that I know of. And I'm always trying to tune into what he's teaching the people, because by me being the prophet of the God of Israel, I got to know what these leaders are teaching his people. I have to know that. And I have to rebuke them when it's time for them to be rebuked. 1 Timothy 5:1 was the last one he gave me about an elder running a church. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and a young man as brethren. Rebuke not an elder. Rebuke not an ill. Is this, yeah, this the one he went to. Rebuke not an elder. There was another one that he went to where it says that you should get an elder double honor. Double honor. That's what you should give an elder. That is not under the Hebrew scrolls. That is not under the covenant. It's not on the heavenly table. Again, this is a New Testament scripture that don't have precepts that take you back to the law or to the Torah to back up what is saying is true. Rebuke not an elder. Then it say 1 Timothy 5:2, the elder woman as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. And then he took me to that one to get an elder double honor. The God of Israel ain't never told Moses or Aaron to get no elders back in the Torah double honor. There's no scripture for that. Only the New Testament injection to bring forth their religion and their Christianity. When did the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, tell Moses to give an elder double honor and to lift the elder up and let the elders lead the children of Israel? There's not a scripture for that, people. So, the next question I asked him, now see, it's getting deep now. The conversation is getting deep on the phone. It's getting deep now. I said, okay, yeah, brother, I already read some scriptures. I know about these scriptures. I used to be a Christian church pastor. That's what I told him. I'm very familiar with what you're showing me. He didn't want me to talk. He didn't want me to say nothing. Oh, well, you know, you called to ask questions. And I'm here to just answer your questions. We ain't going in nothing else. We ain't going in nothing else. I'm just here to answer your questions. No, you're not allowed to talk. Narcissist. Evil. Evil and wicked. How can you say you are a man of the God of Israel when you treated me like garbage on your phone call? That's how you treated me. Like I was garbage at your front door that you just throw out. That you just throw out your house. And that's exactly what he did, people. I said, okay, bro, can I say something? Let me say something. But let me tell you question number two. Where in the Bible the children of Israel had a church when they was in captivity and elders was running it? Oh, he was shocked when I asked this. Could you repeat that, he said? See, he ain't never had nobody to ask him these questions. He said, could you repeat that? I said, yeah. He repeated. I'm getting hot again, people. Let me turn on the AC. Getting hot. Ooh. So I repeated it. at this point right now, he heating up. He getting mad. He getting upset. You know, all kind of attitudes and behaviors are displaying over the phone. And I'm looking at, you know, and after I got through talking to him, I looked at the video, and I could see how his personality was changing when he was talking to me, how he was going into all kind of tangents, temper tangents. Y'all know what temper tangents is? When you can't control a situation, when you can't control something, when you can't control the telephone conversation that's coming over the phone, then you throw a temper tantrum and you get mad and you cut the brother or you cut the sister off. That's the attitude and the behavior that he displayed. Temper tantrum like a child. Like a child. He handled the phone call people like a child. Y'all not following no mature man. Y'all not following no grown man. Y'all are following a child. A child with a man body. I mean, I wanted to see the video. I got off the phone, okay? I just looked at the video, and he just went through all kind of personality changes and all kind of stuff. He started calling me names, people. He started talking about me to his members and the people was over the phone and all kind of stuff. Oh, my God, this man called me some stuff, baby. He called me all kind of names. But listen, I asked him, where in the Bible, second question, the children of Israel had a church when they was in captivity and elders was running it. He said, could you repeat that, sister? I repeated it. I repeated it, and he went into, the Roman Empire, and, you're talking about the Church of Christ, and, you know, some guy named, he used Tetrisi or somebody that he used that was not in the Bible. He tried to use, well, he did use, and say that, they had a church, and he had a church up under the Roman Empire, and that's when the church was established up under the Roman Empire. No, the church was established in the wilderness, Elder Ricard. The church was established in the wilderness when we left Egypt. It wasn't established under no Roman Empire. Talking about Christ Church and all. When did Christ ever say that he had a church? That's number one. When did Christ, the Son of God, the Mashiach in the Hebrew, ever say that he had a church? Again, you're dealing with the New Testament, and you're not dealing with the Torah, and you're not dealing with the law. So he went in there. I said, okay, yeah, he went in there. The Roman Empire. Okay. When the Son of God, Yeshua, was born in the earth, Jerusalem was up under the Roman control. Yes, very true. But Peter and them did not have no church. They did not have no building. They did not have no temple. They didn't have no house of worship. In a place called church where you go in and sing songs and play music and pay tithes and all of that. They didn't have none of that. So what are you doing? What are y'all doing, man? So yes, Jerusalem was under Roman control when the Son of God was born. But they didn't have no church. They was in captivity, Peter, John, and all the rest of the disciples. They was in captivity when the Son of God was born because the Romans was in control. They had to go into the temple that Herod and all the rest of them had set up. to pray. That's the scripture in the book of Acts. I think it's chapter 3, where they went into the temple the ninth hour. And Peter told the man, silver and gold I don't have, but get up on your feet and walk. No, they didn't have no silver. They didn't have no gold. They didn't have nothing because the Romans was in control. So, no, Peter and them did not have no church. They had a house where they would all come together and meet with each other and break bread with each other. That's what they had. But they didn't have no church like you have, Elder Ricard. They didn't have what you have set up and all your elders and all the rest of y'all people. So no. And let me give you a scripture. I have two scriptures that I want to give you right now. And then I want to go into what he called me, people. All these names that this man called me. Okay. For question number one about an elder running a church, let me show you who's supposed to run the church. Numbers 18, 23 through 26. Let's go to Numbers 18. And I'm just giving you a little short form of a dialogue or lesson because, again, I'm on my vacation and I will go into more heavy details if that's what it takes when I get off my vacation. So I just wanted to come on and express my concern and express my feelings on this brother. How this brother treated me. My Hebrew brother. How he treated me. He called me a Jezebel. Oh my God. He called me a Jezebel. And he don't even know me. How can you ridicule and throw all of those nasty remarks out there at a person that you don't know nothing about? Numbers 18. I want y'all to go back and listen to that tape, man. I'm going to give you the name of it before I get off this, before I leave tonight. Shabbat Shalawan, I'm in my Sabbath now. Shabbat Shalawan to the heavenly host and to the remnant. Numbers 18:23. Numbers 18:23, people. Come on. Let me show y'all. Numbers 18:23. Let me show you your elders, GOCC, who you following. Now, I think that brother got it all together, don't you? So blind, you can't see the truth because you're so blind. You're so under his control and under his whatever spell, whatever influence he have over y'all. Y'all can't see straight. Can't see straight. Numbers 18:23, for the first question I asked. But the Levite shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. The Levite, they should do the service. They should do the ministry. They should do the singing. They should go before the God of Israel for the children of Israel. The Levites should do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. It's only one tabernacle. It's only one congregation. That tabernacle is in Jerusalem. I'm going to prove that too. And that's why I asked them the question. Where in the Bible do it say that the children of Israel was in captivity? They were slaves up under the Gentile nations, and they had a church. And they was having church service and all of that, had a church where they was taking tithes and offerings and all this stuff that's going on, you see. That's what I asked. But the Levite should do the service, not an elder. Elder Carr is from the tribe of Judah. That's what he said. He's not a Levite. He's not a Haitian. He ain't got no business trying to teach the order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his people. And that's why I kept saying, let me say something, bro. Let me say something. No, you ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing on here. No, you ain't saying nothing. Nasty behavior. Nasty. Look what it say. Throughout your generations, this is a statue forever. He don't have a ground to stand on, people, but the New Testament scriptures that he gave me. Not under the law. It's not under the covenant what he's doing. You notice he always talking about Christ Church, Christ Church, Christ Church, Christ Church. And he always reading New Testament scriptures now. He don't even read the Old Testament Torah no more that much. He always in the New Testament now. Why? Because his church has been established. What he doing have been established now. All he got to do is keep telling y'all stuff about the government and what they doing to keep you in the New Testament. Because he don't want you to see his behavior. And he don't want you to see what he is doing is not of the God of Israel. 24 verse of Numbers 18. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto Ahiah, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. Verse 25. And Ahiah spake unto Moses, Numbers 18:25, unto the Levites, and say unto them, when ye take of the children of Israel the tithes, which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it for hire, even a tenth part of the tithe. Okay? So again, not only people is he in error for being an elder and trying to lead the children of Israel and guide them and show them what the God of Israel wants them to do. Not only is he in error for doing that, he also is in error taking tithes, because the tithes belong to the Levites. This is up under the law, people, the very law. The Elder Ricard told y'all that you need to keep. It's up under the law that the tithes are for the Levite. They're not for Judah. They're not for Issachar. They're not for Zebulun. They're not for Manasseh. None of them. It's only for the Levites. And only the Levites can touch it. And again, it was not money. And if the children of Israel gave the Levites money, it was a free will offering. It was a free, the tenth was their produce and their food and their animals and all of that. It have nothing to do with no money, people. Again, he's an error. Narcissist. No, you cannot change the God of Israel law. You cannot make it into what you want to make it into. So, yeah, we still on the phone talking. I think we was on the phone about 20, 30 minutes, maybe. Maybe 20. You know, he ain't going to let you be on there that long. Okay, next verse I had for the question number one was Ezekiel 45:4. And question number two, he didn't even have no. I said, okay, brother, for question number two, do you have a scripture for that? Nah, I ain't got no scripture. And he went into all kind of stuff back then, all kind of behavior and all kind of things he started saying. And wait a minute, people. Ezekiel 45:4. And I'm getting ready to end this. In the man, Ezekiel 45:4. He called me Jezebel. He asked first, he said, are you still a pastor? I said, no, I'm not a pastor no more. I don't believe it. I ain't into no religion no more. And then he said, yeah, I know you don't believe in no religion because you're a Satanist. So this man actually called me, people, a Satanist. Can y'all people hear what I'm saying to y'all? Just because I called his radio platform and asked him biblical questions, he called me a Satanist. A Satanist. That's the first thing he called me, a Satanist. Ezekiel 45:4. My God, people. My God, he called me a Satanist, people, for me just asking a biblical question. Because I say I don't believe in no religion. And then he went into, oh, yeah, well, you want to oppose the men of God, and you won't, you know. After I got off the phone, he kept talking about me, people. He kept talking about me another 15 minutes to his church. He kept talking about me, telling me, yeah, you need to call, talk to, you know, if I was Tom Cruise, you know, you wouldn't question me and all this kind of stuff. Let me read the scripture, people. 45:4. It says, hold again, people. Hold on. It says, Ezekiel 45:4. The holy portion of the land should be for the priests, the ministers. The priests, the ministers. Of the sanctuary. Which shall come near to minister unto Ahiah. And it shall be a place for their house. And a holy place for the sanctuary. Ephesians 45:4. I'm sorry, Ezekiel 45:4 and Ezekiel 45:5, and the 5 20,000ths of length and the 10,000ths of breadth shall also the Levites, the ministers of the house, have for themselves for a possession for 20 chains. So the Levites are the ministers unto Ahiah and unto Israel. I don't see no elders nowhere. Ezekiel 45:4 and Ezekiel 45:5. So number two question I asked him about, where is it where the children of Israel captivity, and the children of Israel was in captivity a whole lot of time with the Greeks, with the Romans, with the Babylonians. I don't see nowhere in the scrolls, nowhere in the scrolls, in the scriptures, the Hebrew scrolls, that they had a church and they was performing church service and all of that stuff that you see set up in the earth or over the earth. They didn't do that. They didn't have that. They was in captivity. They was in slavery. Just like we are in slavery right now today. Same thing. So that's why I call and ask the brother, where is the scripture that shows that the children of Israel was running a church? Elders was running a church. Judah was running a church. They was in captivity. Where? Where is that scripture at? He could not give me the scripture. And he started calling me names. And he started saying things to me. And I said, okay, brother. Then I asked him question number three. And then I'm going to give you the two scriptures that I have for question number two. Question number three, I asked him, why you don't call the God of Israel by his name? 95% of the time you call him Most High. And are you sure that's his title? When you run the research, and I did the research about the title Most High, it took me back to the name Jehovah. So I told him, when you run the research, the word takes you back to Jehovah. Okay? I said, give me a scripture for that. Why you use Most High so much? Why? Because he's the, what do you say? He's the God of, he the God of all gods, and that's why I used the Most High, you know, because he, you know, ain't no God over him. But if you look up the word Most High, I mean Allah in the Hebrew, Allah, and then if you father do the research, it means Jehovah. So he couldn't give me no scriptures for that either. He actually only gave me three scriptures, people, for the very first question that I asked him. Now let me give you the scriptures, and then I'm going to go into the way his behavior was, the way he was acting and what he was saying about me to the audience. Genesis 31:13 for question number two. Let me show you where the house of God is and where the house of God, a higher, will always be, okay? Never going to be on this side of the world. And that's what I told him. I said, no, I don't believe in religion, you know, when I could get a word in, because he just kept cutting me off and wouldn't let me talk and wouldn't let me say nothing, like he always do people that call. Because, again, he's a narcissist. And, again, you can't tell him nothing. And, again, you can't say nothing to him because he's got a lot of pride and he puffed up and, you know, he think he all of that. He displays the behavior of a narcissist. He's not a good brother. He's not a good brother. He don't act like a good brother. A good brother. A good man of God. A good man of God is going to let you answer whatever you need to ask them and whatever you need to say. This is biblical. This is the way we're supposed to treat one another. As Hebrew brothers and Hebrew sisters. And y'all people that go to his church, you accept that behavior. You accept his behavior as a righteous man. And he's not. He's not. You can tell them by their fruit. His fruit is not good. Genesis 31:13. Let me show you where the house of God is and where it always will be. I have one more scripture for question number two. This is the one I'm giving you. He didn't have any because he couldn't give me nothing about that one. 31:13. I am the God of Bethel. When you look up the word Bethel, it say the house of God, Bethel, a place in Palestine. I am the God of Bethel, where thy anointest a pillar, and where thy vows a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Okay, the house of Bethel is the house of God in Palestine, Jerusalem. And that's why I asked them the question, where is it in the Bible? When the children of Israel was in captivity and slavery, that the elders ran a church or anybody ran a church. Where is that? He couldn't give it to them. Just went with some other book that he believed or whatever. But I asked him again, give me a scripture. So he could have gave me the name of the book, whatever he wanted to do. But because he got so much pride, and because he feel that he know what he's talking about because of what he's been taught, can't nobody correct him and teach him nothing else, because he think he already know, and he don't know. He don't know the prophetic. So the house of Bethel is in Jerusalem. He's the God of Bethel. He's the God of Palestine. He's the God of Jerusalem. You cannot have a church on this side of the world that the God of Israel is going to approve of. You can have them for Satan. All the ones on this side of the world, all this Christianity, Hebrew Israelites, and all this stuff they got set up, that is for Satan. It is not for the God of Israel. His church is in Palestine. Next verse, Jerusalem. There's no scripture in the Bible to show you that the children of Israel had a church when they was in slavery. Not a one. Yeah, and the people that rule this earth and set up all these religions, they're going to let you black folks and white folks run churches. Why? Because they hate the God of Israel. They hate the real God. And they the ones set up all your religions and all your doctors and all your teachers and all, so everything. So you can go against the God of Israel for another God. He's the God of Bethel. Bethel is in Jerusalem. Genesis 35:1, next scripture. Then I'm going to go into where he started calling me, people. Telling y'all. You call me a Jezebel. Jezebel, I am a married woman. I am a married woman. And he called me a Jezebel in front of my husband. My husband was sitting right here when he called his wife a Jezebel. My God, Father. My God. That hurt my husband. That hurt my husband. You know why? Because my husband liked Elder Ricard. He done listened to his tapes. He was inspired by, you know, the things he taught him and said to him and showed him. He could not believe the way that Elder Ricard treated his wife over that phone line. Call him Jezebel. 35:1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appear unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Okay. So God spoke to Jacob, my father, or our father. And he told Jacob to make him an altar. Arise and go to Bethel, Hebrew 1:008. For Bethel, house of God, Bethel, a place in Palestine. Go build me an altar in Jerusalem. He never told Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Samuel, Ezekiel, nobody else, Paul, Timothy, Peter, and nobody else to build him no altar. on this side of the world or in another country somewhere. All the altars of the God of Israel must be in Jerusalem because he's the God of Jerusalem. And that's the only place that he will ever want his altar. Okay, people? So, yes, he tried to answer question number one. Question number two, he attempted to answer, but he didn't have no scripture. Question number three, all he said that he believed in the God of all gods, and that's why he called him Most High. You know, 95% of the time he say Most High. He never say higher, even though he believed in the higher he say. I feel that that's unacceptable, that you never call the God of Israel name. Most High is not his title. That's injection. That means Allah. His title is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what he gave Moses, what he said about his own self. So, Pete, so back to the phone conversation now. Back to the phone conversation, okay? And I'm ready to leave. So he said, yeah, okay, yeah, you know, and he said, he called me a Satanist. He called me a Satanist, a child of Satan, because I told him I don't believe in no religion. No, I don't believe in your religion and what you are teaching the people, because what you teaching the people is not up under the covenant. It's not up under the law. What you are trying to say, you can lead God's people and you can do this and that. And then he started getting mad. And I said, okay, brother, you know, can I say something? Can I say something? No, you can't say nothing. You can't say nothing. You know what? Guess what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in gigabyte land. So he hung up in my face. Do y'all people hear me? He hung Elder Rikashiar of the Gathering of Christ Church, GOCC. He hung up in my face. That's very ungodly behavior. And the God of Israel saw what he did. And the God of Israel wrote down what he called me and what he did and the way he treated me, because I only called him because the God of Israel told me to call him. About a week or two ago, before I even went on my vacation, about 2-3 weeks ago, he told me, I want you to get in touch with Elder Ricard. I need you to talk to him. I need you to get in touch with Elder Gabar or Elder Lawyer, one of the elders of the GOCC church. I said, well, you know, it's kind of hard to get in touch with them because they don't answer their emails and stuff. And he said, well, I don't care. You know, he didn't say that. I'm just paraphrasing what the God of Israel said. He said, well, if you have to join Hebrew and Bible Academy, I need you to get in touch with him and talk to him and tell him what I need for him to know. So I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to do what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want me to do. Well, how I'm going to do it, Father? I said, well, if I got to pay the $150, I'll do it just to connect with him. But Wednesday, I figured it out, that I need to call into the show real early so I can get on the phone line. And that's what I did. So I only tried to contact him because the God of Israel wanted me to contact him. That's it. Just to ask him some biblical questions and, you know, what the God of Israel wanted him to know. And that's why I kept asking the brother, can I say something? Can I say something? He don't know how serious it was for me to say what I needed to say to him. I wasn't going to put him down in front of his congregation and all of that. I just wanted to ask him some whatever the God of Israel wanted me to ask him. But he would not allow me to speak. So that was just like shedding up the God of Israel because I'm his prophet. He rejected me, and he rejected the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah. He rejected him because he rejected his prophet. So he deleted me. He hung up the phone on me, told me I was a Satanist. Then he got off the phone. He called me a Jezebel. I was still white. He called me a Jezebel and all. He kept talking about me to his church. He called me a Jezebel. Told me that, I'm listening to some white man and, you know what? You don't want to listen to a black man. You don't want to let a black man can't lead you, sister, and all of that. You don't want a black man to lead you. That's not true. That is not true. And it's scriptures in the Apocrypha, the Bible that he read that says, you should never speak about a person unless they on the line talking to you or they in your presence to back up what you are saying about them to be false or to be true. That's against the God of Israel to speak about someone without them being in your presence where they can defend themselves if you're lying on them. And he lied on me, but he hung up on me in my face. He put me in gigabyte land, he say. And then he kept talking to the people saying, oh, yeah. Yeah, that sister, she a Jezebel. And then she don't want to listen to no black man. She don't want, who you want to lead you, sister. You don't want nobody to lead you. I'm not against no black man leading me. I'm not against no black man leading me. As long as the black man is following the law, as long as they doing what the God of Israel wants them to do and how, I don't have a problem with leadership. I don't have a problem with no leadership. He lied on me again. Then time, yeah, you listen to your boss on your job, that white man over you. I'm just paraphrasing what he said. Y'all need to go back and listen to the tape. Yeah, that white man, he telling you what to do to your boss on your job. I don't even have a job. I don't even believe in working for nobody. I would never work for nobody but the God of Israel. Again, he lied on me again, talking about my boss on my job. It's all about your boss. You're going to do what they tell you to do, but you don't want to follow a black man leading you. So he lied again, people. I don't work for nobody. I don't believe in working for no white man, blue man, black man, purple man, no man. I work for myself. I work for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Ahiah. That's who I work for. And then he kept on going, kept talking to his church about me and talking about if I was Tom Cruise, she wouldn't have no problem with me. I don't know. I think he thought I was a white woman or something because my name is Elisha, but I think he thought I was a white woman or something. I don't know. He told my, you working for the white man and Tom, if I was Tom Cruise, you wouldn't have no problem. What Tom Cruise got to do with biblical questions that I'm asking you? Absolutely nothing. Narcissist behavior. Crazy. Then he talked, oh yeah, kept talking people. Yeah, you want to talk to somebody, go talk to Rihanna.
what I want to talk to Rihanna for. Rihanna, again, people, I was falsely accused of things. He judged me falsely. He disrespected me as a woman, as a Hebrew woman and a Hebrew sister. He disrespected me. He disrespected the God of Israel that's in me. He disrespected the God of Israel prophet. I mean, he went into some mad stuff, people. Calling me a demon. He called me a demon, a Satanist. All kind of stuff, people. For what? Because I asked them biblical questions. So, Pete, I just want y'all to know who you falling and what you falling. That's why I had to do this broadcast, people. That's why. Y'all dealing with a full-blown narcissist. The leader of the GOCC, Gathering of Christ Church, is a full-blown narcissist. Elder Ricarciar is his name. He's a demon. And I got witnesses that the way he acted like a demon. He acted like a person that don't even know God the Father. His feud, his personality, his behavior was satanic. With that piece, I'm going to talk to y'all later, man. I just had to bring that out, okay? I just was doing what the God of Israel told me to do. All I was trying to do. And I got treated like a garbage bag that somebody throw out of their house. Like, I ain't going to say that word because it's the Sabbath. I'm telling y'all, sisters. I'm telling y'all, sisters. Little Sunshine and all of y'all that think that brother so this and so that. Sunshine, that brother don't even like you, Matt. You call into the show, he can't stand you to call in because you got so much joy and you got so much laughter and you got so much love and you got so much faith in what you believe in. He can't wait to get you off the phone, Matt. I be looking at his face. I'm a prophet. I can read him. I can read his behavior without him even opening his mouth. Little Sunshine, beautiful sister. Y'all don't know what y'all falling. I'm telling you. Elder Lloyd, the God of Israel, Ben told me to tell you to get away from Elder Ricard. You got to get away from that brother. I'm telling you, man. Gabar, you too. You too, bro. I'm telling you, because the God of Israel is going to slap his tongue out of his mouth for the way he treated me. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob going to slap his tongue out of his mouth for the way he treated me, which was very, very ungodly, unrighteous, unlawful, and unholy. I don't wish nothing on the brother. I just know what the Bible say. When you disrespect my servant, my prophet. When you disrespect my child, I will deal with you. I will deal with you. What he did was wrote down in the books. I'm speaking to you prophetic. What Elder Ricard did was wrote down in the books, people. I'm going to talk to y'all later. I got to go. I'll talk to y'all when I get off vacation.
Hey, yes, yes. Let me end this one earlier.